Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, Australia sekarang memiliki tingkat suku bunga terendah setelah Reserve Bank memutuskan untuk menurunkan suku bunga menjadi hanya 0,5%. Keputusan Bank Sentral datang ketika ada peringatan bahwa kejatuhan ekonomi dari virus corona dapat mendorong beberapa negara jatuh ke dalam resesi. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Greg Dyett. OECD atau Organisasi untuk Kerjasama dan Pengembangan Ekonomi merilis sebuah laporan yang mengatakan dampak virus corona dapat membuat ekonomi dunia menyusut pada kuartal ini untuk pertama kalinya sejak penurunan ekonomi global lebih dari satu dekade yang lalu. Kepala Ekonom OECD, Lawrence Poon, mengatakan penurunan pertumbuhan global akan melanda semua wilayah.
There is a domino effect if the epidemic spreads through the wider Asia-Pacific region, the EU, and the US in 2020. Countries affected would impose wider containment measures than what we have seen so far, and confidence would likely be severely hit.
Badan ini memperkirakan pertumbuhan global hanya 2,4% tahun ini, terendah sejak 2009, dan memperingatkan bahwa jika virus itu terus menyebar, pertumbuhan global bisa turun hingga serendah 1,5%. Lawrence Boone mengatakan penurunan ini bisa membuat beberapa negara memasuki resesi.
Every regions would be affected roughly in the same way. However, it would be slightly higher in Asia. And it's likely that this scenario would put Japan and Europe in recession and the US very close to zero. And I think what I should stress at this stage is that this is not a worst case scenario, because the possibility of wider outbreaks in the South Hemisphere are not included in this scenario.
Badan tersebut mengatakan Australia akan menjadi salah satu negara yang paling terpengaruh dan harus mempertimbangkan langkah-langkah stimulus untuk memulihkan kepercayaan publik. Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison mengatakan pemerintah sedang mempertimbangkan apa yang disebutnya sebagai respon ekonomi teratur.
What we are focusing on is jobs, cash flow, and investment. It's important that on the other side of this virus, which will happen, it's still uncertain at this point at the development of the virus about how long that would run for. But what's important to know is that there is another side to this. And on the other side, you would expect normal transmission to resume when it comes to the global economy. And what that means is we want to put our businesses in the best possible position to bounce back and bounce back strongly when that opportunity presents itself. So we will continue to work to get that right.
Ekonom John Freebane dari University of Melbourne mengatakan, jika suku bunga turun ke posisi terendah seperti ini, beberapa orang mempertanyakan apakah langkah-langkah lain mungkin diperlukan untuk membantu memulihkan kepercayaan.
Many people think that when interest rates are that low, lowering them a bit further isn't really going to give business or households much more confidence to invest or to spend. Now you can go a little bit further as the Americans and the Europeans did after the global financial crisis and go for quantitative easing. And that's essentially the central bank are just printing money. Now it's not clear that that really has a major stimulus effect. And of course in the longer run you've got to ask yourself, how am I going to pay that back?
Profesor Freebane mengatakan satu opsi stimulus yang terbuka bagi pembuat kebijakan adalah investasi dalam proyek infrastruktur.
Choose wisely good infrastructure projects and spend that. And that's in the same process creating extra employment. And if it's a good choice of roads, ports, so on, it's improving the productive capacity of the economy down the track when hopefully we've got on top of the coronavirus.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.